Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We should be doing daylight savings revolving around the golf season. If the weather starts getting nicer, we should actually move it the other way so that it, like, you know, right now it's 8:21. It's actually 6:21.
You want it dark until 11 a.m.
Yes. Sun comes up at 11.
What about people who want to golf in the morning?
But don't you work?
Maybe they work at night.
Okay. Different clocks for everybody.
To rescue us from... you making my brain hurt about what time it is.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
We're back. Happy Thursday. Good morning.
Chilly.
Is it earlier right now than most normal 6 o'clock? I know 6 o'clock is pretty standard, but feels early.
Is it early? Wait, what?
You know how it feel, the real feel? We should do that with time. It's 17, but the real feel is 7. It's 6 a.m., but the real feel to me is like 5:15. Feels earlier.
A time real feel.
Yeah, time real feel. The same thing happens when, can you believe it's already June?
Yeah.
That's you saying it feels like it's mid-May.
Well, that happens more with days of the week, doesn't it, than anything?
Okay, so it's Thursday, but the real feel is Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
If we can do it with temperature, why can't we do it with other things?
Yeah, just do real feel with everything.
Right. The Bills won by 7, but the real feel was like 15.
See, now that's a good idea.
The real feel?
I really like that. Like, yesterday we referenced that Bills-Bengals game where the Bills only lost by 6 in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
remember that?
But the real feel was like 11?
The real feel was that they lost by like 20
okay.
in that game. The real feel was 38-18.
Right.
For that football game.
The real feel of the perfect game against New England,
wow.
They won by 30, but the real feel was 100.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they were so perfect that day.
Yeah, real feel 98-3 might have been the real feel
I
for
like
that
it.
Game. I like sports real feel.
We should use this. All right. Put it on the table for the next Sabres game.
Yeah.
They win a
Could
game.
Could do it for players too. Like, I don't know how many goals Jack Quinn scored last year, but the real feel was 4.
Right.
Right?
The
real feel on Jack Quinn goals last season was 4, but he probably scored, 12? Something like that.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
The real feel.
Yeah, more real feel in life. All right.
I'm sold.
He scored 15, by the way, last year.
I would not have guessed that.
15 goals.
But the real feel is?
6.
Okay, 6.
Yeah, bump him up to 6 a little bit. Not something I ever thought of, but I'm in. Anything. Let's throw it in to sports.
Trying to think of like another really good example where this would apply.
The real feel on Liverpool winning the title was actually like 30 points, and it was only like a 12-point difference.
The real feel on James Cook. He ran for 208 yards today. But the real feel, maybe that doesn't work. Sacks. There you go. Like if you're a defensive back, or sorry, defensive end could really use real feel because he was all over the quarterback today. Yeah, no sacks.
Yeah.
But the real feel was 2.5 because a lot of contact after the ball left.
Right.
You know, he was in the quarterback's field. The real feel. How many times did the Eagles sack Mahomes in the Super Bowl? I don't know the number. The real feel was
25.
100 times.
It felt like every single snap.
Yeah.
He dropped back the pass.
Well, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. We're here with you. We've got Paul coming up, Paul Hamilton at 7 o'clock, and Sal at 8. We've got some honest-to-goodness news. I mean, the Sabres front office starting to take a slightly different shape, and we've got some reporting on other pieces that could still happen. And for Sal, it's rookie camp preview and maybe a quick conversation about Gabriel Davis, who has been cut by the Jacksonville Jaguars after just one season. I have put up a Twitter poll to open up the show, which hilariously, it's not like actually funny, but ties these two together. What's a better idea, Gabe Davis or Eric Staal? You are, should we start with Staal? Are you getting through this okay? The real feel to you is that the Sabres have franchises folded. It's just how they hired Eric Staal, but your real feel is that the franchise is gone and has died.
It's just they're being run by the 06 Hurricanes.
Right.
Like, someone had a funny tweet on this, like, where a lot of teams just bring back their old players, like, and create an old boys club to run the franchise. And the Sabres are doing that with the 2006 Carolina Hurricanes, of all teams.
It's only two people.
So far. What's Brett Hedekin doing? He's going to get a job in this organization?
Would you take it if it got Brindamore as the coach?
Maybe. He's the one guy that I would really want, Brindamore as the coach. But it wouldn't feel good. That's the thing. It's such a special assistant to the general manager. He's Dwight Schrute, assistant to the manager. And yet it's like I got Eric Staal back working for the organization. It was gross enough that he got to wear the Sabre uniform at some point in time. And now he is in the organization. It is not like a real, you know, impactful thing on what's going to happen with this hockey team. It's just though like, I don't know. This all stinks for fans for 15 years. And even the little things, they do get magnified because they're terrible. I understand that. But it's like even the little things just have to go like a way that you don't like. The lottery the other night, zero expectation that they were going to win that lottery.
And they go down two.
They go down two spots. Sweet, of course. 5% chance that was going to happen. There it is. You go down two spots. Congratulations. And then two nights later, it's, oh, remember that team that you never, ever want to think about because they have your cup? Feels like they have your cup. Yeah, well, we're just going to hire their best player. Yeah, he lives here now. He's going to be working for the organization. Just, it doesn't feel good.
Will he live here for this process? Not that that matters that much. I wonder about that.
I mean, does he work at the arena?
Who knows? Does he have an office? Is he on the road? Yeah, special assistant to the general manager.
Right. I don't know, but he comes from the team I never want to think about for the rest of my life. And now, I mean, again, I don't know how much we're going to hear from him. Maybe never. Maybe we'll never see him do anything for this team. Or maybe he'll become the general manager at some point.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe the plan is that someday Adams is going to get bumped up to president and Eric Staal is going to be the GM of the Sabres.
Frank Saravelli of the Daily Faceoff has written about the Sabres and what his sources are telling him, and it reads like a couple different things. One possibility, Frank and his sources don't know anything, and their sources don't know anything because it's league sources say the Sabres have discussed the option of a new hierarchy. They've also discussed the option of bumping Adams up. They've also discussed the option. He writes that they've basically held exploratory conversations with experienced executives. Okay.
Right.
But that those might have been tabled a little bit. It basically reads, as Frank Saravelli reports on the Sabres, like they don't know what they're going to do yet. They're just talking about it. And of course, there were multiple day meetings between Kevin Adams and Terry Pegula.
Yeah.
He pitched for days. Maybe part of the pitch is, I'm going to bring in Eric Staal. Okay. I'm going to bring in somebody else. Okay. This all still lines up to me to, I'm kind of surprised that they might maybe don't do this. Where's the former player that wants the job? Even if you don't think it's a good idea, doesn't that kind of make sense? For it happens in the NHL. It's someone else to put on the face of this thing. I keep saying Ryan Miller. You've mentioned Thomas Vanek. These guys work in the Sharks front office.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you they're qualified, but that doesn't seem to be a thing the Sabres need is qualified candidates.
Right. Well, that's what they did yesterday.
Right.
But they're doing it with a player from a different organization. Like, and that's – maybe that's my annoyance is – hey, if you're going to bring in a guy to a kind of a do-nothing job at the beginning, not say he'll do nothing, but it's not very meaningful, I think, to whether you're good or bad next season. If you're going to bring a guy in like that, you know, and you're going to put it out to the fans and there'll be a release about it, what would make people feel good? If they hired Ryan Miller yesterday, I think people would feel good about that.
Yes.
If they had hired Thomas Vanek, people would have felt good. Jason Pominville.
I might be a sucker.
Although I think Pominville lives in the woods now or something.
If they hired Ryan Miller, I would be happy.
Yeah.
And it might be...
And they did the opposite of that.
It might be stupid. Again, does Ryan Miller want the job is a question we always ask. It might be stupid. I'll accept that. We all have opinions that might be stupid, but they also might work. And Miller, I don't know, doesn't every Sabres fan think of him as a professional, a consummate professional, somebody that's going to care a lot?
Sure.
When, I think it was when, is it Levi? No, Owen Power. Sorry, it's Owen Power. When Owen Power is the first pick for the Sabres in the draft, they had Miller cut a video talking about him and talking about what it's like to play, hey, Michigan kid, blah, 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 what it's like to play for Team USA.
Yeah.
I think it was when Power was the pick. And whatever, like, the idea that you connect with your fans, he does that, he gets that. Kevin Adams, I mean, he knows what it's like to be from here, but I don't know that, maybe it's because of 6 years. Does Kevin Adams connect with the fans in a way? Does Eric Staal? I mean, your answer to that would be definitely no.
No. Well, he does in a negative way.
Right. Maybe. I mean, for you.
The only types...
I don't know how many people really hold those grudges about the 06 Hurricanes. I know you do, and I don't think it's totally insane.
Yeah, and I know some people do. I don't think I'm in the majority.
I like to kind of poke fun at the idea that the 06 Hurricanes, like you, were the luckiest team of all time, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't mean that they can't win because of the people they've hired. So
that's right.
I'm not sitting here saying Eric Staal won't help. I have no idea, you know, his role and all that. But it just, that's where I get to. The idea that they might kick Adams up and hire somebody else. The Buffalo News reported that Jason Karmanos, who is someone that's been in the organization and might have the most experience in a front office, he might not make it through. He might not last. So
and meanwhile, the assistant coach
is getting more say on roster construction. Yes. An increased, if not unofficial, role with a voice in hockey operations decisions and scouting. That's Seth Appert, the Sabres assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that mean he's going to be the next head coach, maybe after one more year? And as if he's going to run an organization, run as a head coach eventually, we're going to talk to him more unofficially about roster decisions?
Yes, and isn't that something we kind of thought that was possible or even likely, that he's the man in waiting for after Lindy Ruff?
Some think he's kind of the coach now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the one saying that, but I see that sentiment out there from time to time.
Yeah. Right. I was wondering if Lindy there would be some story about how Lindy was going to get more say in more personnel decision making in the organization. Paul brought that scenario up with us recently that Lindy would be that guy, and instead it's Appert, which I don't like. It feels like a promotion after you didn't really do your job last year. And I know he has more responsibilities than just the power play, but when most people think of Seth Appert,
they think of special
with
things.
The Buffalo Sabres last year, they think of, well, he was in charge of the power play. Oh, the power play was terrible.
Yeah, for long stretches.
Oh, and now he's getting a promotion? In a way? Like, again, like it's none of this even has to be negative to what they're building. I just don't really think it moves the meter all that much. And what you're at the same time doing is, I just think, these reports or announcements, like none of it makes your fans feel any better. I don't think.
What could make them feel better? We are at this question, which we get to quite often. What could make you feel better? And the answer always is just win.
Just win
more games.
And I do think on a smaller scale, like Saravelli and then Friedman saying earlier in the day that they are looking for a experienced GM to come be a senior advisor.
Like Rick Dudley, somebody like that.
And Dudley is the first name that I think anybody should think of because he lives locally and his official title right now with the Florida Panthers is senior advisor to the Florida Panthers. He's doing the exact job. Is it job? Is sure. It just there to the GM to pick his ear
just
once in a while?
Just basically hop on different Zoom calls now?
Sure. Right. Like, whatever that job actually entails, Dudley does it for the Panthers. So, would that make people feel better? I mean, it would make me feel a little better. Oh, a guy that has been a GM, I think, 3 times in the NHL is now in the organization. All right. Into that.
Yep.
Like, that to me would
be... Credibility. You're looking for credibility.
Credibility. That would be the thing you need in the front office more than anything. Eric Staal is going to work there, and, like, again, I don't really think that changes much at all. But if you get a guy in there that's done the job a bunch of times, I can't believe that wouldn't help a little bit. There's no one in there right now that has.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you have a thought on this, you can throw it our way. I don't know the results of Gabe Davis against Eric Staal. I'll get the update on that
Staal
poll.
Staal is winning.
Well, maybe Staal's winning because Staal is definitely happening, and Davis, we don't know yet. I don't anticipate Gabe Davis coming back to the Bills. He was apparently in town recently. People posting pictures of him in town.
He was at the comedy show at the arena recently, I think.
Okay, so he's in town.
Allegedly.
This might be it really might be... Does the quarterback want him around? Does the coach want him around? I've got one spot where Gabe, I think, would make sense and help the Bills. And the rest of it, I think he'll get a better offer from somebody else. Pittsburgh. He could start for the Giants. I mean, the Giants have Brian Daboll and Joe Shane there. They would respect him for what he does. Mitch Morse tweeted about Davis's release. So former Buffalo Bill, Mitch Morse, who went to the Jags with Gabe Davis. He tweeted basically that he didn't understand it. How could they cut him? He's a locker room guy, culture guy, sets the tone, played injured the whole year, which is something that, by the way, for Davis, that's just how it works. He plays hurt all the time. He's going to be hurt, and he's going to play through it. And he's the Bills' best example of a guy that wins in the weight room. I'm not saying that in a negative way. He shows other players how to work out. He's the iron Bill. He's the most dedicated. Do I think he'd be above playing special teams? I don't think he'd be above it. I don't know if he would do it or be good at it.
That's a good question.
But if they asked him, he'd do it, wouldn't he? I still think he'll get, the Bills might offer $1 million and someone will offer $5 for Davis or $3.
Well,
isn't there offset language where you don't even really have to pay him?
That's the thing. I don't know that anyone will offer him $5. He's not going to care because he's going to get $11 million no matter what.
Right. So you offer him the minimum.
Right.
In that case, he goes where he wants to go.
Because to him, I'm going to get $11 million one way or another. You're offering me $5 and you're offering me $2. It's the same thing to me.
That's right.
So for him...
He gets a choice.
And he's not going to make more than $11 million.
No, so he gets a chance to, where do I want to go to prove to the league I can still play so my next contract can be $6 million instead of $1 million.
And that is where I think the Bills will have trouble getting him in the boat, if they even want him.
Unless...
Like, Josh can text him all he wants and want him all he wants and talk to McDermott and Bean about it all he wants. But if Davis's motivation, which I think would be fair, is, hey, I'm still only 26, just turned 26.
Yeah, I got a career here.
I got a career to have, and he's going to be looking for an opportunity to be on the field and produce. And does he already want to start the Jordan Phillips level... end of his career coming back to the Bills? Because you can come back to the Bills whenever you want, to some degree, I'm sure. If he wants to come back and be the fifth receiver and play special teams on this roster, he could do that in 4 years, I think, if his body hangs tight. But for now, you're trying to capitalize, I think, still, and get into a new contract. So you got to play. And, like, Pittsburgh doesn't have a quarterback, but that is snaps, at least, that are available. And I think the Bills are going to have a tough time beating out, I guess Dallas is traded for Pickens yesterday. But there are probably other teams out there where he feels like, I'm in competition for a starting job.
Sure.
And here, you got 5 guys to climb over.
Yeah, I'd go Steelers and Giants at the top of my list and pass that. We'll see. 803-0550, more on Gabe as we go along. Paul at 7 to talk about the new front office for the Sabres and what could still come and how this all might work. And Sal at 8, rookie camp is about to get rolling for the Buffalo Bills. Jerry and Cheek DeWaga is going to lead us off. Hey, good morning, Jerry.
Hey, guys. I thought about a way that we could get Gabe Davis on this team. Now, if you look at the way Dalton Kincaid's been going, where he's getting a little smaller, he's more like a receiver body type, maybe we could bring Gabe Davis in and beef him up, and we could put him at tight end. And then he can actually back up Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah. He would have to get a lot bigger. And I doubt he's thinking, I'm going to turn into a tight end at this point in my career. He is... I mean, Kincaid, who is somebody that the offseason for him has been about he needs to gain weight, is still 20 pounds bigger than Gabe Davis is. Hmm. So,
well, Davis is supposed to be, you know, he wants to be fast. And he plays with good speed.
That's the thing. He is a downfield, I mean, right? He's a downfield receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He has been his whole career. And he gives you the physical ability and the blocking and all that stuff too. But his skill set is on the outside down the field, which... Listen, that is where the Bills were lacking last year. The thing is, though, this is where like I don't feel like I need it. Is he going to be better in those areas for me than what they just signed in Elijah Moore?
Well,
because I would want to bet no right now.
I don't think he's... If there's one player that Davis is the most similar to in the Bills' offense right now, who is it? My answer is Keon Coleman. He's the most similar to Keon Coleman. They would line him up on the outside, which the Bills did all the time.
Yeah.
He's big. He's a good run blocker. He has build-up speed.
Yeah. How about running those routes, those with guys that just have speed? Just flat, that's it. Just speed. Not they got to work up 4 seconds to get to their top speed. How about guys that just off the line of scrimmage are like a lightning bolt? And not to say Elijah Moore is the fastest player in the league, but if you've got Coleman for a lot of that stuff, then I'd rather have a smaller guy running the downfield routes. But I understand that because I even asked Bean about this last week. They lost Mac Hollins. They had two guys in the offense that had the physical ability to run down the field and also block in the way that helps their run game a lot. And right now, I mean, Mac Hollins left and they've replaced him with... I like the players they've replaced him with because they're better route runners and they're better well-rounded receivers, but if they care about the physical element of that position, that part they haven't replaced.
No, and that's where, again, like Davis... I don't know if it's the Hollins... receivers all have these different roles, but Davis as an idea, I feel like if Keon Coleman were not here, I would have an opening or a spot to listen. Because Gabe is not playing in the slot ever. He's not going over the middle.
No.
He's going to be on the outside. And Coleman got a little bit of slot time, but not a lot. Like, you know, some think he could be a power slot. With Davis, he's an outside receiver. And, one point, I don't think it's going to happen. But if you were to say, in Josh Allen's entire career, which player did he have the best downfield chemistry with? What's the answer to that question?
Gabe Davis.
Without a doubt. There's not a close second. Those two hit on deep shots often.
Could have been John Brown if they played longer together.
Okay.
But they didn't.
Maybe. So. Could have been Emmanuel Sanders if they played for 6 years. But,
right. But over time, it's
Gabe and Davis.
Yeah.
Had it. They had a lot of it. I watched all of Davis's catches in the 13 seconds game yesterday.
Oh, man.
You remember the 4 touchdowns. He had more catches than that.
Yeah. So you would have seen the Bills' final drive.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it just go Davis, 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 Sanders, Davis?
Pretty much.
And it's
I didn't see the Sanders throw because I only saw the throws to Davis.
And it's like it's just him on an island running like a dig route, and he's just open.
Yep, he's just throwing a move on the safety who's falling down.
Right.
They were just falling down as the Bills were going vertical against the Chiefs the whole time.
Yeah.
And again, like that might have lulled everyone into a false sense of what Davis could be, including us.
I thought there was definitely more there.
It might have also given us a false sense of how easy it would be for the Bills to throw it down the field. Like, oh, okay, he had a great game, but Allen and this offense can do that whenever they want. Because since that game, it feels like we've been chasing that idea. And again, Davis is the one that gave them that. Against Pittsburgh, multiple times against Pittsburgh, the 98-yard touchdown, when he rips away from Minka Fitzpatrick. There was a game.
I mean, the beginning of his career, didn't he have 7 touchdowns in his first like 10 games?
He was a touchdown guy. He was a guy that Allen threw the ball to, and it started to really drift late. And whether that's part of the Joe Brady offense where things kind of came back. Did he have zero targets in a game? The game against Washington, I think he had zero targets. No, maybe he had a touchdown there. Anyway, with Davis, the
Green Bay, he had zero targets.
The mistakes became a little bit more obvious, a little bit more highlighted. There'd be drops and injuries. So letting him leave always, to me, made tons of sense. Like, all right, you're not going to pay this guy $13 million. Now if he's free and he just thinks, you know what, if I show enough. Because if he's getting – here's the thing, Joe. If he's getting offered maximum five right now, what's that offer next year if he balls out? Everybody's already seen a lot of film. They've seen a lot on him. Is he ever making 10, 11 again? Is
no,
he getting?
No, he's not.
He's probably getting the Elijah Moore contract a couple times, and you know he's got a career left. I don't know.
Maybe he thinks he can get himself into the Curtis Samuel contract. It's like $7-8 million a year.
Right. It'd be interesting to see, you know, if they want him back and if he wants to come back. Does he view the room they have as? I know the quarterback, man. I played with this guy forever. Mm-hmm. You're telling me. Insert name here. I'm going to be a great teammate to this guy, but he's going to keep me from getting mine with Josh? Wait till I get back to training camp. Josh can remember me. Yeah. So anyway.
I mean, that's a good...
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
to... I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's a good argument for it. I do think the money part of it is the one area where it helps them. Because no team is going to offer him more than the vet minimum.
Yeah.
Would lock it in. No team is going to offer him more. Because you're giving money to the Jaguars. Really is all you'd be doing. Right? Oh, the Jaguars now have to pay $8 million instead of $11
million. Yeah.
So nobody's going to offer more than that. And also, shouldn't it be a little damning to what he is as a player at this point that the Jaguars were like, no, we're good. Get out of here. Like, they don't save any money by cutting him.
There's certainly a point to be made there. You know.
Not for the person he is, because he was defended that, but that they have an offensive coach that just came in the building that everyone seems to think is pretty bright and is building a cool looking offense there, and he's like, I do not need this guy in my offense.
Right.
For anything.
I'll eat $20 million to do it.
Right.
There's certainly a point to be made there. I don't know what time in the morning is appropriate to make that point because you know, I'm not even I'm tweeting jokes about, oh, why are we talking about wide receiver and people are getting upset about it. Anyway, Gabe Davis, do you want him? Anybody interested? It is very, very doable. if the Bills decide they want to go that route. The question is, would it make sense for them? Would it make sense for Davis? You can give us a call on that, 803-0550, that, the Sabres front office. Plenty more to get to this morning as rookie camp for the Bills opens shortly, and we approach, you know, schedule release as well. I saw one report on the schedule about the London teams. We'll get you that. It's 6 days from schedule release. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
If the Celtics lose game two at home, I promise you, Joe, I'm walking here tomorrow.
Why you got this?
Wait a minute.
I'm walking here 15 miles in my robe, no shoes on, if the Celtics lose tonight.
They're going to go. They're not going to use the timeout. Plenty of time here. It's Tatum. Robinson's on him. Tatum maneuvering. And the ball knocked away. Another great defensive play for the Knicks. They've got it. They've won it. New York has gone up 2-0. And defense again at the end.
Kevin Harlan on the call. Knicks take a 2-0 series lead. Paul Pierce walking to the studio in his robe today. We'll see if that happens. The Celtics, listen, I've got a policy, and I think many of you out there might have this policy, which is without any sort of interest or investment in a sporting event, if Boston loses, that's a W.
Oh, yeah.
And that's so nice. Absolutely where I live with the Celtics every day. They lost. That's great. Happy.
Yes.
They could lose to
anybody?
The Carolina Hurricanes.
I mean, is that
tell me Boston lost, I'm going to be happy. I don't know that a Boston team could beat anybody. I'm good. Test it. Who is it? Who do I hate? The Steelers.
The Steelers. Chiefs.
Fine. I'm actually, yes.
Come on.
Sure.
Chiefs?
Sure. If the Chiefs beat the Boston Celtics, would I be happy? Yes. The Chiefs win all the time anyway. But I just want Boston to lose.
Far.
Boston losing is great. It's just, it's joyful.
The Steelers you would
to
say
watch,
too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the Patriots I don't really have this treatment for anymore, but I'll get there again.
Yeah.
Once they're really good again, if that happens.
Maybe it's the Boston thing that's doing this to me too, because I'm not often, I never like being the guy that takes the superstar player and says, oh, you don't have that killer instinct. Like, you're choke artist, whatever. Something about Jason Tatum.
You don't get to say that. They won last year. You don't get to say that anymore.
He was not their best. He wasn't one of their best three players when they won.
No.
Maybe that's what drives me crazy. Because last year, Boston won a title. And if you don't follow the NBA, in the three series as they went to the finals, the best player and even the best two players on some of those teams that they played in the playoffs, all their stars got injured. So they played nobody on their way to the finals because everybody got hurt. And then, yes, they did beat the Mavericks in the finals, where you could argue Tatum was their fourth best player because they have three guys also on the team, White, Brown, and Holiday, that are all awesome. So he won the title. He put this commercial out about how, like, oh, I was hated the whole way. Like, dude, you didn't even play that well.
Yep.
So maybe that's what it is. He took a victory lap. Like, I've arrived. I'm the superstar.
You are
the fourth best player on your own team in the finals.
You win a title, you get to do that. That's it.
As the fourth best guy?
Yeah, pretty much. That's scoreboard.
That's what's annoying me
about him. Isn't that what wins culture does?
Because last night is what he does more often, which is game on the line, you got to make a shot, and he gets himself trapped into the corner and then tries to pass it and turns it over and loses the game. That's what happens to him more often.
803-0550, our phone number. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Opened up talking a little bit about the Eric Staal hire for the Bills, for the Sabres, and Gabe Davis, the idea of Gabe to the Bills. Give us a ring on that. You got room for Gabe? I wouldn't say it's a bad idea. I don't have a problem with it. I mean,
what's the downside?
Sure, right? That's what I mean.
I don't think there is.
Is Xavier Johnson, who's far enough down the depth chart that would be pushed out by this? Like,
Xavier Johnson.
He was on the team last year, maybe. Ohio State wide receiver.
Yeah,
Caden Prather doesn't get the snaps he needs.
Yeah.
You know, at the risk of talking receiver, Davis is a player who was popular. He does feel like he like many others, you know, when you leave, it's thanks for your services and you aren't good enough to stay. I saw a little bit of what he did there in Jacksonville is another sign of how Allen can bring out the best in players, because Allen probably got as much out of Davis as he probably could. it's hard to envision anybody getting out of Davis what he had here in his 4 years. It's also obvious that when Davis did that, he's on a rookie contract. There's tremendous value.
Yeah.
Davis was a great player for the Bills from a value standpoint. You got, you know, your drops here and there, but he was great. At $20 million, you don't want anything to do with that. But again, he'd be basically free because of what he's already making and what teams in the league are going to pay. Pittsburgh, the Giants, does he want an opportunity? Or is the Bills a good place for him to land? He's everything they want players to be. I mentioned in the first segment one area where he might help them in that he's got vertical speed down the field, and no one has had better chemistry down the field with Josh Allen than Gabe. Put that aside. Would it not be good? Would the Bills not see value in trying to convince him to come here to say, why don't you show young Keon Coleman NFL life? What you do, NFL, your process, your offseason, your training camp, your dedication. Mm-hmm. You know, Coleman is a young player learning to be a pro. That's kind of what they said about him when they were disappointed how he came back and what he had to learn there. So,
yeah,
who would teach him better than the guy that the Bills consistently gave an award to for the way he prepared?
Yeah.
If they bring him in, to me, that would be something that is a very easy sell. Get him next to Keon Coleman. That's a good idea. To me, that makes sense.
You're talking me into it a little bit because that's pretty good. And I think he's got to play special teams for this all to work, though.
Which might be.
Because he's going to be the sixth receiver on a team where I don't think any of the other five are getting released, right?
Unless somebody gets hurt in camp.
And that could happen.
Right. Turf toe happens again and somebody's, limited.
That's where I would believe there would be plenty of days where he would be the fifth guy or the fourth guy or the third guy because Curtis Samuels had injury problems throughout his career, and you hope not, but Coleman got injuries last year and guys get injured.
Davis gets hurt all the time, too.
Davis gets hurt, too. So, but either way, I think he'd still have to play special teams one way or another. Because only five guys get jerseys on game days normally, and he's now the sixth. So
yeah, and the Bills don't.
I'd have to healthy scratch Elijah Moore or healthy if he makes the roster or healthy scratch Curtis Samuel, which I guess they could do. But I'm not loving that idea.
Are the Bills going to even have one of these guys play special teams, or is it going to be turned over to a defensive back or somebody like that?
I guess that could happen.
The new kickoff rules and all the way the things happen, they might just decide that they have different players that could do it. And the roster makeup doesn't require one of those five to play special teams.
And what version of special teams do you need? Was it Sal brought up yesterday that Elijah Moore, maybe they would want him to become the punt returner and the kick returner? It might have been Joe Marino. Because Codrington, as he brought up, Codrington doesn't do anything else. He's super good at punt returning, but you can't play him at corner. He's too small, really, to play at any other special teams position. He's just a returner. And what you might like out of an Elijah Moore is, okay, if he can give you similar results punt returning, but he's also a good depth receiver for you that can stretch the field, okay, I've got a more multidimensional special teams player there. And that would be one area to get a contribution from that position special teams-wise. So I guess it fits. And really, there is no downside to me because I'm not really worried about him taking the sixth guy's job on the depth chart. If you're going to keep six, the money's going to be nothing. And because of that, if he just ends up not playing for you much, because whatever, maybe his speed is deteriorated a little bit with all the injuries over a couple of years. And hey, all that chemistry and those downfield plays that we saw from Gabe Davis early in his career, he was a 4.55 40 time guy. Those guys, when they age, they get a little bit slower. They often can't really hang in the NFL. So maybe that's happened to him a little bit. Maybe that's why Jacksonville kicked him out the door. But if that's the case, training camp, you figure that out, and you just walk away. Think you're fine. You've no downside because you didn't pay him anything.
And one thing about this is, Sal's coming up at 8. We've been through the guys that came back, and sure, lots of teams do this. The Bills do it a lot. Guys come back. Reunions. Tre'Davious White is back. Dane Jackson is back.
Yeah.
Guys come back. Shaq Lawson has come back. Jordan Phillips has come back. Jordan Poyer. He didn't play for another team and come back. But guys come back to this team. So I think it's possible. I guess I would wonder if it's Gabe's best idea.
That's where I don't think
he might think, I caught a lot of passes from this guy. Does he trust me still? 803-0550.
He really should go to Seattle right now. Seattle, no, I'm looking
outside
at
options.
I'm looking at their depth chart right now. Their starting three receivers are
Cooper Kupp,
JSN.
Ooh, I don't know who
that's. It's another hyphenated name, if you want a hint.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Yes, it is.
All right.
He is currently listed as the starter over
MVS.
They do have Torrey Horton, the kid from Colorado State that we had talked about. But if you're Gabe Davis, like, I could beat MVS out.
Oh, yeah.
I could beat MVS out.
That might be hard to do. MVS is like Jason from the horror movies. Like, you can't get rid of him.
He just keeps coming
back. He came
back
here, and the Bills were like, this isn't working. He went to the Saints and caught touchdowns.
Right.
Now he's in Seattle. They'll cut him, and then he'll go to Arizona and catch touchdowns. You can't kill MVS. He's got nine lives in this league.
What if he goes to the Chiefs?
He might go back to the Chiefs. He's been there before.
No, I meant Davis.
But... Oh, Davis. Ooh. They don't have enough. They got guys. 803-0550, our phone number on Davis, if you want that. Jeremy and Joe, Paul at the top of the hour on the Sabres and Eric Staal. When we get back, I want to actually make a quick connection, if I may, to the Toronto Maple Leafs and Sean McDermott.
Looking for Lott, able to push it to Riley. For it, striving in.
The Leafs are halfway through the Panthers.
Yeah.
Two games to none, despite losing their starting goaltender, who, of course, did not play last night. And the Leafs, how about it, folks? The last time they got to the conference finals, if they, in fact, make it through this. And the last time the Leafs were in the conference finals, want to know when that was?
Was it against the Sabres?
It was.
In 99?
I'm all the way back to they were in the conference finals in 2002. They lost to the Carolina Hurricanes in six games.
Mm. Well, that could be the matchup again.
It could be. And
for all the me yelling about the Hurricanes this morning, I did bet them to win the Stanley Cup.
So all right.
I am kind of rooting for them. So let's go right. It's just the 06 Hurricanes.
A point here on the Leafs, who have been hitting their head against the wall.
Yeah.
The same way the Bills have to a degree. They're really good.
Yeah.
Why aren't they going farther? They're really good. Why do they keep getting knocked down? And the Panthers are a matchup that people thought, uh-oh, here comes again, right?
Yep.
All right, they're only halfway there. But if they make it through, all right, conference finals, now it's Carolina. And I tease the break, I want to make a comparison here to Sean McDermott. Did the Leafs ever tear it all down? Matthews, Marner,
no.
Nylander.
They
made their moves. They Kadri went once, they changed coach, they changed GM, but the idea that like the Leafs core can't.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Do it. You hear that stuff all the time. You hear people declaring a thing can't work. Sometimes you get tagged as saying a thing won't work. But in reality, like,
Well, part of it was those three did provably play worse in the playoffs than they did in the regular
season.
And
what happens if you give them more opportunities? Just give them more chances.
Right. It took the ninth try. But yes, yes.
How many tries is it for a Sean McDermott defense? This might be the year where we made some tweaks. We've added some rookies. The idea that this person can't do it.
Right.
You might be a Bills fan out there that has said the Bills won't win it in McDermott as McDermott is the coach. He just can't do it. He can't do it. And one of my favorite things. This gets back to Rory. I love it when you have a long period of time of the person doesn't have the makeup for this. Mm-hmm. And then, like, actually, yes, he does. Oh, all right. I guess we have to, put that all aside.
See,
now.
I guess that's right.
Again, early for the Leafs. They're only halfway through round two. Marner has taken so much abuse. And Nylander, They got to trade Nylander. They got to get rid of him. Yep. So the whole concept to me is, I don't know that I'm all the way rooting for them. But it would be a narrative exploder if they were to get it done.
See, the Rory example was almost, to me, though, was more an exercise in, like, he proved in even winning that tournament that he kind of doesn't have the makeup for it. He's just so good that it overcomes it.
Well, that's...
And that I don't know that that's happened with the Leafs,
and
though.
And what is that? That's a point about talent matters.
Yes.
And that a lot that's
true.
Makeup... Toughness, mental toughness, is the story we tell after the fact.
That's right.
Yeah. Not that it doesn't matter, but we kind of throw the story around what the talent did. 803-0550. So I'm not exactly saying go Leafs go, but, We'll get a phone call in when we get back. Talk to Paul as well about the changes in the Bills, in the Sabres front office. Phase two of workouts going on down at One Bills Drive as well. We'll tell you the difference between phase one and phase two. So what the players can do, and rookie camp is going to get started as well. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.